This is Dakota Datebook for May 18th. North Dakotans are familiar with severe weather. The state is no stranger to tornadoes, hailstorms, blizzards, and floods, but geologically, North Dakota is quite stable. Since 2010, the state has recorded 31 earthquakes. That might sound like a lot, but by comparison, California can experience more than 35 earthquakes in just 24 hours. One geologic feature that North Dakotans do not worry about is volcanoes. There are no volcanoes in the state. In September of 1804, however, Lewis and Clark were interested in volcanoes. Lewis wrote of walking all day, expecting to see a volcano reported to be in the area, but they never found it. Lewis and Clark did not actually see volcanoes until they reached the Pacific coast. On November 25, 1805, Lewis wrote that they could see Mount St. Helens in the distance. Mount St. Helens is the youngest and most active of the Cascade volcanoes. Since the last ice age, it has erupted more than 40 times. After a minor eruption in 1857, the volcano fell silent. All that changed on this date in 1980. Mount St. Helens erupted catastrophically, causing massive destruction. 57 people died, and homes and businesses were destroyed. The destruction did not remain local. The volcano blasted an ash cloud 5 miles into the atmosphere. Some 540 million tons of ash fell across 22,000 square miles. Most of it fell over Washington and Oregon, collapsing roofs, closing roads, and clogging rivers. But the ash did not stay there. Winds carried it east across the Great Plains. The ash drifted over Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and into Minnesota. By the time the ash cloud reached North Dakota, it was much lighter. The ash settled over agricultural fields and produced some surprising results. Crops close to the volcano were buried under heavy ash and were a total loss. In North Dakota, however, the lighter layer proved to be beneficial. Thin coverings of ash helped retain water, added nutrients to the soil, and reduced insects that damaged crops. For all the devastation caused by Mount St. Helens, North Dakota got off lucky. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.